And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Tawny Alvarez from VeralDana. Over the last few months, I've reviewed more and more policies that limit an employee's access to his or her personnel file, or have spoken to employers who were initially refusing to provide current employees with a copy of the individual's employee file. In many states, an employee has a statutory right to review his or her personnel file. The statute itself will likely define what information should be included in a personnel file and define how often, where, and when an employee must be provided the opportunity to review and maybe to copy the contents of the file. Oftentimes, there are very quick turnaround times between when an employee makes a request to view the file and when the file is provided by the employer. Before dismissing an employee's request to review his or her file, check to determine whether there are statutory obligations in the jurisdiction in which you operate that permit the employee to review the file. To further discuss what documents are required to be included in a personnel file, as well as best practices in maintaining an employee personnel file, contact me or another member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.